John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to the John Richardson Show podcast on Absolute Radio with added Kerry Godleman.
Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm all right. You said that like you know how I am. That's what that was.
I've been with you for ages.
I know, you're bored of me. But that was very much a... are you okay?
Are you all right, John?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I ever am. But I don't think I'd have any work if I was.
Yeah, this is you
on
brand.
Not on this station. I'd be one of those where I talk very calmly.
I can't imagine it.
No.
I don't want to.
When I do, it's weird.
Yeah, it would freak me out.
It really upsets people.
Yeah,
do you want me to do it?
Go on.
Hi.
Oh, no, it's weird.
Yeah, already. That's
yeah,
enough,
it's creepy,
isn't it?
Actually.
I just want to say thanks so much.
Well, I don't like it.
I can't tell you what it means to me to have you with us.
Oh, no.
Awful, isn't it?
With it.
Hiya! Thank you for downloading the podcast. It's wonderful, as one of our absolute colleagues said, of listening to the show. Really enjoyed you going in on that 10-year-old. So that's what you're into at Absolute Radio, then that's what you've got coming up. Enjoy the podcast. If it makes you want to join in on anything, john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
It's a very odd atmosphere in the studio. It feels like we've all arrived grumpy about other stuff and then been pleased to see each other and now I'm slightly
we've had to park grumpy.
Euphoric. You just had a lovely moment there where you were reading about the Oasis gig and you were excited that they'd come on
holding
hand in
hands. Yeah.
But I think you imagine a sort of underarm
swinging,
skipping.
Like, yeah, first day of primary
like
school.
Yeah, one. It's more of a sort of hands aloft, straight arm.
That's not a thing, is
it? I think.
Oh, really?
That's hand in hand, technically, isn't it?
Oh,
but when you read they came on hand in hand,
you
picture skipping.
Yeah, for me. I thought they'd just come in swinging hands.
I think they'll get
brothers.
To that. I mean, Cardiff was like the first one, wasn't it? I imagine by Wembley they'll come on skipping.
Oh, I really hope so.
And then sort of hugging. And then, I don't know, let's not play Where Does That Escalate To? Now, you weren't here last week, were you?
I've been here for ages.
No, you haven't. What have you been up to? We'll find out. If you weren't here last week, we always start with a little recap of what you missed. Mm-hmm. This is basically generally something horrific that I have said that Will and Charlie think was funny, taken out of context. So here's something I said last week. What is that? Let's have that again. I've no idea. No idea. I arrived fully sober. What was that?
Talking about swimming.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That is the sort of noise I make swimming. I had to swim in front of people this week. Oh, I didn't have to. It wasn't a gala.
Now
I got
I've
a
got
bronze.
That in my head.
Oh no. I mentioned last week I'd had my feet decorned.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's a big week.
Do you know what this opening link has made me realise? If you listened last week, I apologise. It sounds like I just spat into the mic and talked about corns. But do stay tuned
That's
for today.
That's what I expect.
Is it?
To go on. Yeah.
Well, more of that this week then. In fairness, I was expressing how bad I felt for the chiropodist.
Right, because he had to remove your corns.
She. 21st century. Women can descale my feet as well now. Thank you, Kerry.
How many corns did you have?
Well, actually, that's an interesting conversation.
Oh, I'm really regretting the open questioning that I've
done. Thought I had one, but she said I had about three. But they're all in the
gripping.
Same. They're all in the same zone. anyway,
I really regret that. Query.
She needed to reblade the knife. She had to get
Sorry,
a new scalpel.
Sorry, I just nodded off.
Anyway, Karen has an opinion on what I had to say about having my feet shorn.
Hi, John. I know you mentioned getting your feet done last week and feeling guilty for the person doing it. Well, I can assure you that not everyone in that kind of line of work does. I'm a nurse and I can't stand horrible smelly feet. If there was a particularly bad pair, I'd get a blanket and throw it over them without saying a word. It was the only way I could actually cope. Thanks, Karen.
Karen there, still with some
Karen.
PTSD there, I think, from feet. Mm. Now, can I just... I didn't say they were smelly and horrible. They're lovely, normal. I mean, what's my Wiki Feet rating? I'm the highest ranked Wiki Foot person in this room, so you can all
Oh,
stop.
I didn't know you could... Can I look up mine?
Don't look, mate. You'll hate yourself. You're looking at a five here. So if you want to find out you got
out
worse feet...
Out of five, with...
I was a 5, wasn't I? I mean, I imagine the chat we had last week has probably knocked a point or two off that, once people know. But, well, stay tuned then. We'll find Kerry Godleman's WikiFeet rating shortly.
Oh, this is exciting.
But they're not. They're perfectly clean. You know, it's just these things happen. It's to do with modern shoes. They don't have an adequate enough sole.
John.
There's not enough soul in the world on shoes and in people. Anyway, in last week's Smugness, I tried to bring down Graham, but I sort of couldn't do it, really. Graham was a lovely man who'd had a lovely evening, won a pub quiz with his friends.
Right.
That's the sort of thing we like, isn't it? All I said was that good luck next week, because now you've got a crown on your head, everyone's coming for you, it's going to be a tense atmosphere at the pub. Graham's been back in touch.
Hi, John. It's Graham here from last week's Smugness. Yeah, I listened to the show and you were absolutely right about my smugness. It ended up the whole team was on holiday this week, so we couldn't even compete in the quiz to defend our crown. Then to make things even worse, it was a bonus week and there was extra prize money. We peaked a week too early, I guess. Considering my smugness punctured, you win. Cheers, Graham.
Oh, that was lovely. I never get to
He's
hear
it. He's laid back, isn't he?
Yeah, he won last week.
Oh, really?
You should have heard him last week. Like, owie! There was music in the background. I've had a fantastic week.
He seems very chilled.
That's what I've done to him.
Right.
It's lovely to hear it land.
Yeah.
I could finish him.
You could invoice
Give
him
Give me a
for
couple
some
more
therapy.
Weeks.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. So if you want that done to you, stay tuned. If you want to find out what Kerry Godleman's WikiFeet rating is, stay tuned. If you've got other stuff, crack on. I tried to protect you from this information.
I'm a bit disappointed.
Your disgusting talons have been judged by the nation.
Why have they come in under, like, lower than yours?
No, listen, 4.2 is good.
Is it?
Yeah, 4.2 is fine. Compared to the national average, Karen wouldn't be chucking a blanket over him, put it that way.
Okay.
Karen wouldn't be getting
I wouldn't be able to get
around.
Good money from on WikiFeet.
Oh, you're not getting... Well, you probably would if you're up against a... But, you know, when you're dealing with a 4.9...
How are you getting 4.9?
I lost a
And you've
point.
Got three corns.
Well, not anymore. They're on a
corn. I know, but the corns were
now.
There. They grew on those hooves.
If I hadn't had the corns, I'd be a 5, and I think we all know it. Is that what you want? If I could get them rejudged now.
Where are you wheeling them out? Are you, like, wearing sandals out in public?
I do arrive at gigs hand-in-hand with the Gallagher brothers, skipping on barefoot. That's how I arrive now. No, I don't think I do. I think that's the other thing, is what footage there is probably grainy and taken.
Because I'm always getting mine out.
Why?
I just wear sandals a lot. Women wear, like, open-toe shoes, don't they?
I noticed that on the Underground last night.
What? That women wear open-toed shoes?
Men and women with open-toed shoes. I don't think I approve of it.
You don't?
No, I don't
think so. You go for the casket foot?
I think just wrap it up. Yeah, wrap it up, innit?
I know, but it gets hot in there, doesn't it?
It does.
When
it,
you wear a full
yeah,
shoe.
It does. I don't know what happens.
Because then
you've
got to wear a sock, and then you're going sock and shoe.
Well,
and
you have
hot.
Them these days. Oh, that's when I notice the age difference between, because I feel like it's you and me against these two.
Well, they don't wear socks.
They don't wear socks nowadays.
But then smelly feet.
Socks are gone. They're so, like, old-fashioned now,
They're
socks.
Looking at you like you're mad.
No, you don't
socks
wear socks these days,
thing.
Do you?
Socks are a thing. There
Sean
you go,
has
sock.
Got a sock on.
Young
got a
person
sock, on?
Sock.
I've got a no-show sock on.
A no, yeah, exactly. That's but it. They're ashamed the of their socks.
Oh, really?
Do you see how high mine go up the leg? Look at that.
Oh, I
That's
can't get on board with
sock.
the calf sock.
Why
sitch.
Not?
I don't know. It's generational. Some things I just can't embrace. Like Crocs and socks. I just shut that down.
Yeah, Crocs in general. There'll be a lot of people listening who are wearing Crocs.
They make so much sense, though, John, don't they? They're
don't,
light.
No, don't.
They're light. They just, you forget you've got them on.
Have you got some?
I have, but I don't go out the house in them.
Yeah, you do.
Them.
Yeah, you do.
I garden in them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was just gardening and then I nipped out. And then before you know it, suddenly you're in the supermarket.
Yeah,
you
then
wear
you're walking
them out,
about
mate.
Clubbing in a Croc.
Listen, we can't just talk about my beautiful feet all morning. There's the stuff we have to do. There's no other website where people get rated where I'm above you. So let me have the weird foot people.
Weird foot people.
You've been at the Glastonbury Festival,
I went to the
you?
Glastonbury Festival last weekend.
Good.
Yeah, I had a nice time. I just told you I had some gins and tins.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Because nice?
I can't drink much, but I did think, oh, go on, Kel, treat yourself.
You don't
yourself.
Have to drink anything.
You don't have to drink anything, do you?
You still have a good time.
You
Not
still
as
have a good,
good
time.
But you can still have a good time.
So I had some gins and tins and had a lovely weekend.
Good. I'm really glad. It was as I get older, the most jealous I've been to not be at Glastonbury was this year. I thought, oh, that looks...
Do you think you'll get there?
I think I will get there.
Well, yeah. It's not on next year, so...
I'll go next year when it's fallow.
Yeah, just sit in
I'll just watch the soil recover.
Cows.
Oh, my God, you can really see the bacteria coming back to the soil. Oh, that's not been trodden.
Come on, John, 2027, let's plan it.
Look
you're
at the
coming.
Air pockets in that.
You're coming next time.
What will that be then? 2027. Seven, and I'll be 44.
Well, that's some maths.
Who's going to be on?
Some adding.
Yeah.
Who's going to be? I don't know.
Can I create a bespoke list?
I don't think it works like that.
I would like to see the crazy frog.
Okay.
No?
I mean, I don't know if you've captured the vibe of the thing.
This is my concern. And this is genuinely why I haven't gone. Because, you know, you can sort of walk into a restaurant and go, oh, no, actually. And
yes.
Then turn around.
Yeah.
Once you've got to Glastonbury, you're there.
Mm.
And I would just bring people down, I think.
You'd be hard-pressed to bring people down. I mean, there's a lot of people. You'd have to do a lot of footwork if
no,
you were going to work
on that. No, but there are people you're with who are like, oh, we're going to go to this one. And go, how far away is it now?
Well, we'd be good company because I make a lot of my choices based on how far away things are.
Okay, great.
I just thought, I can't see the Scissor Sisters. That's far too long a walk.
Is there stuff on in the campsite?
There's even stuff in the backstage bar.
I thought you were going to say in your tent. There's even people just come round.
Well, I do talking, so that arguably, oh, yeah. And that is what I do for a job.
Are you gigging?
I could do a gig in my own camper van.
Doing mini corporates. Yes. Just walk around latching on to people. I want to go to something close, do you?
There's lots close.
What is the best thing? Is that a fair question?
What?
Well, when I've been with people who've been travelling and I say, what's the best thing you saw? They go, oh, actually, that's such an annoying question because I've like, been all across the world. How can I say? Is it similar at Glastonbury? I say, what is the best thing you saw that you say, oh, I don't know, mate, it was just a vibe.
Yeah, that. It was a
is
bit.
It?
I didn't even see that much. I just had a nice time. I watch a lot of it back on the iPlayer when I get back. Anything I can watch on telly, I'll watch it when I get back. And
yeah.
Then all the little vibey real life things, I enjoy those.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that, do you know, that's actually made me want to go more. We just sort of hang out.
I've got better at doing it. I worked out that I've been in my teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and now 50s. And I've got better at it as I've got older.
Yeah.
Because I'm less bothered. No, Glastonbury.
Okay.
Well, being alive as well. Because
yeah.
It's like a metaphor for being alive.
What stage, when I say what stage are you at in your life now, compared to a Glastonbury stage?
Yeah.
Because I assume pyramid stage is 20s, is it?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Or like all the sort of other stage, all the, yeah, like trying to catch the up and coming.
Are you now like a nice little folk tent up the back?
I'm happy with a folk tent. I'm happy with some whittling.
Is there whittling?
There's definitely whittling. I like it in the healing fields. I like it in all those other little corners. I like all that.
I feel like you could have a better time somewhere other than Glastonbury.
No, Glastonbury's great because you have loads of little micro worlds within the macro world.
I went on my stag do to a Leeds United game that was so bad that half of my friends didn't come out for the second half.
Oh, wow.
And they just drank in a tunnel under the stadium. And I feel like that's your sort of Glastonbury experience is, well, they'll all go and watch the music
yeah.
And we can just hang around in the tents and whittle wood.
Yeah. You can find a nice thing to do in any
I feel
context.
Like what you need is the girl guides back in your life. That's
oh.
What you want.
Yeah, but there's a lot of rules with the guides. I got kicked out of the guides.
Go on.
Yeah.
What
and
for?
I can't remember, possibly smoking. But I remember when me and my two mates went and knocked on the, it's not Brown Ale for guides, is it? What are they called for guides? The leaders.
I love that you think I know. It's one of those.
The Arcalery type
If I'd
person.
Have known that, you'd have been even
I'd have
more
been like,
disappointed.
Well, that's creepy.
It's a low bar, isn't it?
But I remember going round to her house and saying, we're leaving. Like, we all summoned the courage to tell her that we were leaving. We're leaving. We're leaving. I think we're about 13. We're like,
and
we've
did they try and keep
she
you?
She said, you've really let us down. You've really let me down.
That's what you want. In the few situations in my life I've been called upon to say, do you know what? I don't think this is for me and I'm going. People go, okay. See ya.
I remember finishing with a boyfriend once. Like I've planned it for like weeks. Like, right, I'm going to pack him in. And then I went, right, it's over. And he went, all right. Got it.
Somebody came up to me last week and said, are you teaching now? Because of the Waterloo Road thing where I said, and that is the biggest example of me basically saying I'm leaving the comedy industry.
And then just going
and everyone
with
going,
it.
Oh, wow, oh, good. Okay.
Fair enough. I
off
can see
pop,
why.
What are you going to teach? Yeah, that'll be fine. All right, off you go, mate. See you later. Listen, I do what I do. So
you do.
I found a thing that I'd cut out of the newspaper 10 years ago. about an agony letter from someone saying, my husband keeps breaking wind and saying things before and after it that I don't like. And it really made me laugh. So I asked if anyone had any more. We talked about it last week. Some more have come in during the week from those who listen to the podcast. Mm. What's your general view on farty things?
Well, it's part of life. It's not like
if she really doesn't like it, I won't do it. That's what
I'm
thing
happy to talk about it. I think we
one
all
should
need
always
to be...
ask a guest.
Yeah, I think what we should talk about these things.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
I'm happy to.
You're in a house with teenagers, and you know, I assume they're.
I'm the main culprit, not the teenagers.
Are you? And do you make any attempts?
Well, I apologise mostly.
Are they accidental or deliberate?
I don't believe in deliberate. Who's doing deliberate? I mean, that sounds like an act.
Well, I am.
What? Look, you can engineer one.
Oh, no, I don't mean on demand.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't
can't
be here.
Imagine
if I could
that.
Do that, I'd be travelling the world.
What do you mean deliberate?
What was he called? Monsieur
Mr.
Pompier.
Methane.
Mr. Methane, yeah.
I don't know what you mean. Like, sometimes...
But do you intend for them not to be heard? Would you go to another room, or would you try and do it subtly? Or would
when
you...
When I'm in my own home, I'm like, it's my house. I'm getting my feet out, and there may be wind.
Do you have a regular thing?
I apologise. I think it's polite to say sorry. Sorry for that. Sorry about that.
Sorry can be as funny as it. If you say it like really meaning it, I can imagine.
Oh, that. I always mean it. It's God, really sincere.
I'm so sorry.
I do apologise. That was horrific.
In our house, says Nick, we also say more tea vicar. So that came up last week. More tea vicar.
Yeah.
But following the wind, someone will say, another scone for John, if it's a man, or another scone for Joan, if it's a female
okay.
pumper.
Oh, that's interesting.
I like that one. Joe says, my husband's nan used to say, ooh, sew a button on it.
That's great.
That's really nice. I like that.
My husband sometimes says, oh, I just trod on a frog.
Yeah, I said last week, I do squeaky floorboard.
Yeah, there we are.
Mine, that squeaky floorboard.
And occasionally when mine are spectacular, and sometimes they are.
Just trod on 50 frogs.
Ben will anthropomorphise them and go... There's sounds, characters that
that's
can be
formed. That's a thing now online.
Yeah, is
you
it?
You don't do online, do you?
But I'm not keen online.
There's a thing now called Guess My Wind.
Oh, really?
You've got to do it before. So you would know, you'd know you've got one and say, Guess My Wind, and I go, rip. And then if that turns out to be the noise, you're a viral sensation.
Oh, I might have to Google that up. That sounds
fun. You're probably
going to
lose your job. But, you know, depending on what that job is. Dan says, in my house, we say, ooh, that duck's got bad breath. That's an absolute
blaming
cracker.
It on the dog is a thing, isn't it?
Yes. I don't have one.
Get a dog.
I mean, my neighbour's got one.
Can the waft over?
I reckon I could get away with blaming it on the neighbour's dog, I think. Do you blame it on yours? And your dog, but your dogs are, I've always found with dogs,
that's
you
a
know
special,
a dog's
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you know a dog's one.
You know a dog's one. And the dog knows.
The shame. The
yeah,
look
the
shame.
Look in the dog's eye. Alan says, I always say after... okay. We'll have to stop on this one because I'm going to need to laugh at this for a little bit. I always say after a good chump...
Come on, I want it now.
I always say after a good chump, I don't remember eating that. Oh, the wife absolutely hates it, he says. That's joyful. Thank you very much indeed. John, I always say after a particularly noisy air biscuit, decent appeal there by the Australians.
That's just brilliant.
Yeah.
I love the air biscuit, let alone the actual... I love all of it.
That's Profanosaurus, I think, isn't it? I call it launching an air biscuit.
I love that.
Yeah, very good. Lovely stuff. The thing is, listen, I'm happy to just do that. Not just for the rest of the show, but forever. That'd be my thing
right.
that I do on radio.
Okay.
But I think at some point you sort of got to stop. So let's do some more another time. But if you think of any, I find them so... Because then I get to picture, I imagine what you look like. Mm. I imagine what you're eating in your kitchen. Sometimes I imagine people sort of leaning on the worktop to get it out. It's really vivid for me. Anyway, it's from I Love Your Bot to I Love You Bot. That's a good link, isn't it?
Oh, that was lovely.
We'll have to take this out of the podcast where I say that was good, because you're not supposed to congratulate yourselves, are you? What do you think Oasis said to each other when they come off last night? I think it was a bit where they went, oh, no, no,
that was good.
Well done, lad. Or do you think they just, like, Do you think they've discussed?
No, they've been holding hands.
Yeah, that's not a real holdy-handy. That's for
if
the cameras.
If their hands were being held for each other, they've changed.
What do you say when you arrive on stage, Kerry? Do you say it's good to be here?
I say, hello.
Yeah, do you mean it?
Yes.
No, you don't. You do it for the audience. I want to know if they're holding hands backstage. I want a shot of them waiting to go on.
I want to believe that that's what's happening now.
Yeah, I hope so. But I think there's a bit of them that might have said, if we're going to get through all these gigs, let's just not. Let's just arrive separately, leave separately, get through the gigs. I don't know. I don't know them, do I?
Do you not? I thought
a little bit. I've met Liam, sure. Of course I have.
He held hands?
Remember. No, he came over and talked to me, but I was sat down and he was stood up and I was very intimidated.
Awkward.
I was just terrified.
You didn't want to stand up or invite him to sit down?
No, because when you're my height, you stand up, it doesn't make a great deal of difference. You've gone through quite a lot of theatrics to not really change.
But it's a strain on the neck to have to chat to someone stood
up. Yeah, I was in quite a low bowl chair as well. Anyway,
he's an intimidating figure, I would have thought.
He is, but in a wonderful way. He could have said anything.
Yeah.
Some people are just like, you can call me anything. Yeah. I met Noel once and he said, you're that comedian, aren't you, Martin something? I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go with that, Noel.
Happy to change my name by default if it means you know who I am. Anyway, it's time for I Love You But, which is our one dedication a week with a little bit of grit in it. This one comes from Johnny.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. I'd like to give it to my 10-year-old grandson, Harry. Harry, thank you so much for making Father's Day so special this year, surprising me with breakfast in bed was such a thoughtful thing to do, and you are such an incredible grandson. I love you very much. But being awoken by a screeching alarm and a cloud of smoke coming from the kitchen because you tried to make me cheese on toast in the toaster wasn't the ideal relaxing start. Spending the day scrubbing sofa units, then having to invest in a brand new toaster wasn't exactly what I had in mind. But it's the thought that counts, and I'm so proud of you. Love, Grandad Johnny.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I'm glad that got so bad, because it was quite emotional at the beginning. I was like, oh, no, it's going to be an actual nice one. And then it turned out to be that. I blame Instagram. He'll have seen a video of someone doing it in a toaster.
There's no excuse.
No, there is no excuse.
The idiot.
Anyway. Yeah, well done,
Harry.
I don't
care if you're 10. Putting cheese in a toaster. Good God. Bring on the AI, I say. This is a disaster for our species.
Oh, I tell you what, I might be passing the baton in on for smugness after this. I think you could take people down this week. That was wonderful. Yeah, there you go. Did you call him a 10-year-old idiot? This is for you.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
It's very difficult to say the John Richardson Show. Can you say the John Richardson Show?
This is the John Richardson Show.
It is Saturday morning. Oh, I felt like a children's TV presenter then. It's Saturday morning. Who's going to get gunged?
I could see you as a children's TV.
Do people get gunged anymore?
That was massive, wasn't it, gunging?
Oh, it was huge when we were younger.
I was scared to leave the house. All that was on telly was gunging.
Yeah, just expecting Dave Benson Phillips to leap out of any corner.
I'm more the Chris Tarrant generation.
Tarrant, yeah, he was a big gunger, wasn't he? Do you get gunged? Yeah?
Why was gunging such a thing?
It's the ultimate sort of revenge, wasn't it?
Right.
Gunging. But it seemed so inaccessible as a kid.
Mm.
Where do you even get gunged? Now it's everywhere. You can't move for slides.
You can get it online. We could have gunged delivered within 10 minutes.
Go on.
All right.
Do you know, if I were a little bit more enthusiastic about the world, I would have, like, if we were at another station, if we were, shall we say, a weekday breakfast station, that would have become, all right, guys, let's see how quickly we can get guns delivered. And then you get to an age where you're like, yeah, you probably could, let's not.
Yeah.
It's just going to make a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, I know you can do it, doesn't mean you have to do it.
Well, that's exactly it, isn't it? I could tell you exactly what that video would look like. It would be me awkwardly sat on an office chair outside in an empty room because it's the weekend and nobody's here.
Right.
Someone pours some gunge over my head, but we've got to keep it in a bucket so it doesn't ruin the carpet.
Yeah,
and then I go like this. Oh, it's gone down my back. There you go.
And that'd be it.
That's exactly what it'll be.
And I can imagine that, so we don't need to do it.
There you go, you've had it. Imagine it. What we do instead of creating viral moments that bring joy, I like to be mean to people.
I know it's your favourite.
That's my thing. It's fine. If people don't want it anymore, I won't do it anymore.
People like it.
People like it because we're all horrible on the inside because of the misery of existence. So, I start with you. So yep. You tell me something you're proud of yourself for that you've enjoyed this week, and I'm a little bit horrible to you, and then I open it up to people I don't know to really flex.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Fine.
I watched World's Strongest Man this week.
Oh, did they pull a truck?
Yeah.
That's I love it when they pull a truck.
They pulled a truck and then they had Atlas stones, but they weren't the round concrete ones. It was like shaped like an egg and it was slippy. And the big strong men, they're not strong emotionally.
No,
because
they
were
couldn't.
Very upset.
Yeah, they
couldn't. Cannot hold egg. They were so angry that they couldn't hold the egg because it was slippy. And I felt for them because they've had all this time getting strong. Nobody told him, it's actually, it's more like Krypton factor this, mate.
Why are they making it needlessly harder for the strong men?
I don't know, but
it's a simple format.
I was glad of it because watching...
Pick up heavy stuff, don't make it complicated for them.
Yeah, but then it rewarded me as the viewer because I thought, oh, actually, what is strength? Because I would have handled that better. I would have had one go at picking up the egg and gone...
you're the strongest man.
That's stupid, it's all slippy and it's very heavy.
Yeah, it's
impractical. And why do you want it on there?
Yeah.
You want it on that plinth, but we're in an arena, so you're going to take it down again tomorrow. Waste of everybody's time.
Yeah, fair enough.
What are you proud of yourself for, Kerry?
Right, yesterday I bought a massive plant pot for half price. Huge. You could get in it. When I went to the shop, I knew it was too expensive. I thought, I don't want to get involved in that. And I said to the bloke, how much is that out of interest? And he went, well, it's chipped because I dropped it when we delivered it.
Of course he did.
Yes, because it's huge. And it was chipped.
Chipped on the top, on
chipped
the
at the very bottom. You could turn it against the wall. No one need ever know.
But is that not going to weather? Because with these big...
Don't ruin it.
Oh, okay. I haven't started yet. Tell me more about Alibi.
It's too big. I'm a bit worried. It's ridiculous.
So you could get in it.
I could get in it.
So what are you going to plant in it?
I don't know. It's so exciting.
You're going to have to put a big plant
in there. I'm going to put a tree. I'm going to put a tree in it.
They're sort of reverse engineering bonsai trees. Just going to end up with an oak tree in a plant pot.
Not oak. I'm not going oak. I'm thinking olive.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or an Acer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they like a pot.
And how long do you think it's going to take for that to get to a size where it looks adequate in that pot?
Outside my lifetime. It's huge.
They say you plant an olive tree for your grandkids.
It will provide shade for the future generations.
But of course, you can't move it because once that thing's full of compost and a tree, you're not putting that in the back of a transit when you move.
No, when we go.
When you're downside, when the kids are gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
don't talk about
coming.
That makes me sad.
Well, that's coming.
It's coming really soon. The eldest is going in September.
You can't move now because of the pot.
No. I'll let the pot go. I'm happy to let things go.
Well, you're going to have to, because if it's chipped on the bottom, it's going to weather and that damp's going to get inside underneath the seal. I reckon that pot's got about 2 years left on it.
Two?
Oh, a couple of years before that chips down the side?
10.
No, absolutely not.
I saw a broken pot recently. Someone had put a belt, like a belt thing round it just to keep it together.
Yeah.
There's solutions, John.
Well, that's clutching at straws. And for me, that's an ugly garden arrangement, isn't it? A belt round a broken pot.
Do you know what?
Pot.
I am a bit worried. Even when I paid for it, I think this is a mistake.
Yeah, you've been absolutely done there. He's seen you coming.
I think... what time is it? It might be, because it's being delivered this afternoon.
It's not under warranty.
Yeah, and I might change my mind and say I don't want it anymore.
Oh, wow. That's the first time the smugness has taken an actual effect on the world.
Yeah, it was on thin ice and now it's definitely...
Don't put it on ice. Don't put it on ice. Not with a chip in it. Friendly listener Ross says, morning, John. Sorry to butt in on your show, but is there any chance you could clear your throat at some point this morning? It sounds like Kerry is talking to Chris Rea. I think that's a compliment. I'm delighted to sound like Chris Rea.
Chris Rea?
Mm.
I haven't thought about him for ages.
Not on set, there you go. Not all this morning then. You've never thought this morning, hang on, what am I doing on the Chris Rea show on Absolute Radio? I've got a sore throat. I can't clear it.
I haven't noticed you being sore throaty.
Well, I think because you can see me, there's more of a sort of masculinity about me. I think people that are listening picture like the guy they see on the panel shows who wears the cardigan because you're in a room with me. Like,
yes.
Oh, God, he's really like gruff.
No, that isn't really okay, what came fine. To mind.
Anyway, we're going to talk about how I slept last night. But between
oh,
the
it's
cough,
hot though, isn't it? It's hot.
And I've been bitten to pieces. We're going to do
you're
the
covered in bites.
We're going to do the rules for holidays shortly. Big one. Just don't be a mosquito if you don't mind. I'll tell you what.
That's fair.
If I was half as attractive to women as I am to mosquitoes, I would be having a very different life now. I am tasty. That's my conclusion.
They like you.
I don't know if it's the ABV percentage of my blood or what they like, but I'm like a decoy. You take me on holiday, if you don't want to get bit, I'm like a citronella candle.
Wow.
I will just draw them away from you. Absolutely bitten to bed. I didn't see anyone else
get
bitten.
Did you put any of that stuff on to DEET?
No.
You didn't get involved in that.
It's bad for you.
Is
it
bad for you?
Oh, it's bad for you.
I went travelling once with someone who was allergic to mozzie bites, so he really had to cover himself.
He went heavy.
Yeah.
And did it work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because it's dangerous.
I don't react well. I mean, you can see how red they've gone.
Yeah, but they'll
go down. Horseflies.
They'll go down.
I got bitten by a horsefly once. I had to call a paramedic on set.
Where was that? What's a horsefly, just for clarity?
A big fly, like
looks
a horse.
Looks like a horse?
Yeah. You can hear them coming and going, nee.
Oh, they're on a Vespa. I love those guys that are on a little Vespa flying around.
Yeah, they're big and they bite, but you can't feel it until they've gone. So they're like in and out. But anyway,
sneaky.
Bit me on the ankle. My ankle swelled up. I couldn't get my shoe on.
What?
I took my shoe off under the desk. I'm like, this will be all right. And while I was recording a panel show, I carried on, obviously, because I'm an absolute trooper. But I couldn't get my shoe back on. I had to call the paramedic.
So what did they say? What did they do?
You can't do anything. You just deal with it,
mate.
What's
the point of a paramedic that can't do anything?
Well, that's what I said, but then you get a reputation in this business, don't you? Shouting, what's the point of paramedics on telly? They said, she actually outlined some of the things she'd done previously, and I have to say she's doing good work. Anyway, it's time for the smugness. I have brought down a paramedic before, haven't I? That was a hard one. You are wondering about the plant pot.
I'm worried about the plant pot.
I will reveal on air that Kerry has told me the size of the plant pot and the cost of the plant pot, and I actually think that's good business. I think you're a fool not to buy that.
Yeah, it would have been silly not to get it.
Someone says get a bay tree and then you've got bay leaves for your cooking.
I've got a bay tree already.
Yeah, there you go. I think you're going to be better at the smugness than me. There's some real nastiness inside this. I've got a bay tree, mate. Don't waste your time. That's 12p you'll never see again. Here is something that a listener called Jamie is smug about.
Hi, John. Me and my wife are very smug this morning. We've just finished our breakfast and we're about to head out onto the River Wye. We're canoeing all the way from Hereford to Monmouth. It's going to take most of the weekend, but the weather does look lovely. It's not too warm. And, of course, we'll be making pit stops for pub lunches, pints, and taking in some really nice views as well. So we're up and about before most people and we're spending our weekend doing some physical activity, which we really enjoy. So we really couldn't be more smug about it. From Jamie. Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hear it.
Oh, he's smug, isn't he?
You can hear it, yeah.
Oh,
so up and about.
I'd hate to go canoeing with Jamie.
Do you think they're in the same canoe?
No,
do you think they've
canoes.
Done it before?
100% they've done it before. They've done loads of it.
Is it not a kayak if it's on its own? If it's a canoe, I think maybe.
Oh, this is a level of pedantry I don't want to get
well,
involved.
I have kayaked myself sometime. And a kayak is a single vessel, loads of the
did
water.
Did you stop off for pub lunches?
No, I didn't. I am fascinated. It's one of those, because it sounds lovely, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, but annoying.
Oh, yeah. At least they're not in the way. Do you know the thing with the park
run? I dare someone to do a thing like that and not post about it. Just keep it to yourself. Just do your thing and don't put
any
of it on
social
media.
Well, I do ask, to be fair,
media.
I do ask people to get in touch with things they're smug about. And that hits my buttons because that does sound like... What I will say is it's one of those I can't really deal with it until next week. Because if they've never done it before, I don't think they've...
I get the feeling they've done it.
I think they think it's going to be easy and I don't think it is. And I think...
Really?
Yeah,
I think it's... They're not going on like wild water though, are they? They're just going to be leisurely...
No, it's tiring. And in the heat, oh, it's really... After
if you
a while,
go downstream...
Blisters on the hands, yeah. And then once it turns and you're like, suddenly you're screaming, no, left if you want us to go right. It's actually called starboard. Not on a ship. That's a ship, not a canoe. You know.
Do you have nautical phrases in your canon?
I think I know the word starboard, if that's what you mean.
But can you go all the way with nautical?
Starboard is on the right and port is on the left.
And then the other two?
Yeah, that one's...
you're a rubbish sailor.
Bow and stern, is it? Stern must be the back, and so bow must be the front.
This is falling apart really quick.
But you don't... That's not on a canoe, is it? Anyway, so...
Nautical's nautical, boat is boat.
I... if they make another Jaws movie, I want you involved in it. Nautical's nautical, boat is boat, shark. That's your cameo in Jaws 7 or
I'd
whatever
love
up to now.
In Jaws.
So, listen, Jamie, I want to hear back next week if that's all right, because I think you've underestimated how difficult a challenge that's going to be, especially in the heat, especially if you're stopping off and having a few pints on the way. It's not a pub crawl, man.
I want more information.
You're on open water, you're going to get your set. I think they know what they're doing. So if you get in touch next week and you've had a lovely time.
Do you think it's their equipment or they're hiring?
There's just not enough information.
Well, I need way more.
There's not enough information. What there is a wonderful degree of smugness.
It's
so if
much
next
smugness.
Week it's gone wrong, we're going to have an absolutely lovely time.
I can't wait.
And I think we're going to be looking at two links next week if that's gone wrong. It's the pot has become the thing people want to talk about.
Oh, good.
Your giant pot.
Are they?
Can I tell people
it?
How big it is? Because I did a little.
Yeah.
It is my height.
Is it?
Well, I was up to there. That's like a little bit lower.
So
that's
than
like
you.
A six.
It is
foot
ridiculous.
Two pot.
It's too big. It's too big.
Well, it's fine if you.
I got bargain blind. I was like half price, and then.
Yeah, but even price. I think it. I mean, it is mad.
It was good price, but it is chipped.
How big's this chip?
It's about that.
Oh, that's
at the very bottom.
That's
at the
not
base.
A chip. That's a chunk. That's a chunky chip. That's a triple fried chunky chip.
I am worried about it.
Sharon in not so sunny Blackpool says, "Morning, cover the chip with clear varnish. Ooh. It will help waterproof the pot."
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay, well, that is
so
a good tip.
Now you've got to buy some clear varnish.
Oh, God.
You've got to buy.
Fill it with compost.
You've got to buy.
And buy a tree.
Basically, a local park's volume of compost.
It
to
is
fill
got
this thing.
It's got park. It's kind of like municipal park size. It's huge. It doesn't belong by a house.
Can I ask?
It's going to make the house look smaller.
It'd be like when I did Taskmaster. I have to stand next to Greg Davis.
Right.
That's basically what it is.
Basically,
I'm the
yes.
And Greg Davis is your house.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
Yeah.
Are you going to, at any point, do open gardens? Are you going to become one of those people?
I would like to.
Would you?
I would like to, but then everyone's coming in your house.
Yeah. The name is key. They come in the garden, right?
Yeah, I know, but they got to come through the house.
Oh, okay.
You
so
can't get to the garden.
You've got to hoover the hallway. And
yeah.
Okay,
you've
fair
got
enough.
To clean.
And you're letting off trumps every 5 minutes. Keep them off. Somebody says, well, we've done our dedication, so I'm loath to do this. My name's Lee, and me, my stepdad Brian, and my mum Caroline are on our way to Greece today. We're listening, driving to Edinburgh. Can you play Live Forever by Oasis? No.
Fair enough.
Is that
if you're
right?
going to Greece, you can't have the music you want.
I don't think I can.
No.
We've done an Oasis, haven't we?
Have we done one?
Yeah,
we do
we've
one?
Had some Oasis.
I
we're going to talk about them later. You're off on your holidays. What more do you want?
Yeah, just
I'll
enjoy
dedicate a
Greece.
Song to someone who's just had their flight cancelled, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd love to be off to Greece, but unfortunately, I'm a firefighter.
Right.
You know, I might
I
do a song for them. But
fair
you,
enough.
I think, Lee, you, do you know what?
Just enjoy
really,
your holiday.
You're really pushing my buttons there. Anyway, so we're asking for, this will be of relevance to you, Lee, Brian and Caroline, we're asking for rules for holidays. After I went away for a few days this week, and it's not being policed enough. We will look back on the days where you were allowed to drink as much as you like in the airport and then get on a plane, the way we look on smoking in planes.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
Everyone just going for it.
Oh, this is just a normal afternoon flight.
Wow.
I overheard this conversation. Well, the police will be waiting for you. We'll get here. Yeah, well, good luck with that, love, because they've got no jurisdiction. We're off on holidays. I don't think you'd... In the
that's
days
argy-bargy.
Of, that's big, isn't it?
Yes, big argy-bargy.
You weren't hearing that on coach trips to Great Yarmouth.
No.
Well, just to let you know, Bedell, those mint imperials, you weren't because they're duty-free, you shouldn't have been eating them on the way to Yarmouth. Well, call them then.
Good luck with that.
I fought a war. I think I'm scared at Rosses. So we do need some rules for travel. Good morning, John and team. I won't be the first to say this. I think you are, actually. Stu in Middlesbrough. But people who clap when the plane lands should be immediately sent home and put on a 3-year holiday ban. Thanks for a generally adequate show. Okay. Yeah, fine that. You've got to take that, haven't you?
Do people still do that, clapping when the plane lands?
There was a little bit of that, but I think I started it just because I,
John, that's
I
not
knew
a
this guy was
brand.
About to get arrested. That's what I was clapping for, like, get him. It didn't really catch on. I don't mind the clapping. Because I
can't believe it's still a thing.
It is still a thing. And I don't want to think we've got used to the privilege of flying. It's such an insane thing
what
to
you're
do.
Saying.
To be in a cloud.
Yeah.
You're eating a sandwich in a cloud.
Yeah, no, it is an extraordinary thing.
It's too easy for me.
I've been doing
now.
It for ages.
Yeah, but it should always, but it should always be the best thing that happens to you that day, shouldn't it? Looking up at a cloud.
But loads of good things happen and I don't clap it.
No,
you have to clap every good thing that
happens.
Tell
me about it.
Would you prefer an applause?
That's how I ended my last tour. There is usually some applause when I leave. No, I guess you've just got used to the heights I took you to. What am I, EasyJet? Anyway, would you like to read one?
Oh, I'll put my glasses on. Well, look, you sprung this on me. What am I reading?
Well, you have been doing the show for some time.
Tell me what to read.
These text messages here on holiday, that one.
Oh, socks and sliders?
Yeah, go on then.
Wrong on every level, said Richard the Cab from Folkestone.
Richard the Cab.
Socks and sliders is perilous.
Yeah.
I mean, the clue's in the title. You're going to slide.
Yes.
I mean, if you're putting a sock on and then a slider...
And a slider is also a burger now, isn't it, as well?
Is it?
I'll just check with the young. Yes, a slider
is
now a burger, a little burger.
Mean?
They're like little mini burgers.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Why is that, why is that called a slider?
Why is a sandal called a slider?
Because you slide your foot in. I can see.
Okay.
Right, but yeah. Why would a little tiny burger be called a slider?
Well, maybe you slide it into your mouth.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I'm not getting on board with that.
Okay. Well, somehow we've lost Kerry. I don't know what happened.
Anyway,
I asked her to read a text and now she's checked out of the human race.
I agree with Richard. Socks and sliders, wrong on every level.
All sandals and slip-ons, you can't walk in them, can you?
I've got sandals on today and I walked in fine.
But they've got straps on them.
Yeah, straps.
Yeah, that's
straps.
What I mean. The ones you just slip your foot in.
Mules. I've never understood a mule. I've never understood a mule.
Is that what it is, a slip-on?
You could get a heeled mule. What on earth are you doing? This will end badly.
Yeah.
People just walking about in a mule.
Well, they'll slip off, won't they? If you
break their ankle.
Is that a threat?
It's chaos.
You could lose one getting on an underground train, couldn't you, if you're not careful? Oh, she knew. She's gone. I think. Did I get away with that? No, I didn't.
What?
Charlie was wearing sandals the other day, and one slipped off when she was getting on the train.
What, and he went under the train?
He went under the train. She had to go home with one shoe on.
That's awful.
She had to go home with one shoe on.
How did you do that? Anyway.
She was really upset about it, and then she got home and realised that she had a suitcase with her that had all her shoes in it. She had to just put some other shoes on. Oh, I'm such a horrible little snake. I sat on that story for 2 weeks and said I wasn't going to tell anyone. I'm sorry, Charlie. That was very mean of me. But I sort of don't regret it because I really enjoyed it.
So it's that time of the week. You're on board with this, aren't you?
As a concept?
Yeah.
It's a bit late in the day to check.
Yeah, I know. I realise I've never asked.
I like it. I mean, I would have said before now if I didn't.
Yeah.
I love it. I love this level of pedantry. It's what I love about you, John.
Well, it's what we care about. Well, it's what I care about. Absolute cares about real music and the Britpop summer. I'm more about pedantry. So it's all about stopping people misusing the word literally. I think we're starting to use our power slightly for evil. I'm going to have to declare this. There was a conversation this week about Emma Raducanu who said something.
Go on.
At a point when she was still in Wimbledon, and I said, we can't do it. If she's still in Wimbledon.
Because she's got a lot on.
She's got a lot on, and we can't be imprisoning her at a time when she's about to take on the world number one. And I know as it happens, they played to a finish last night and she lost. But
so now you'll go for her?
Yeah, she's free. She needs some game now. She needs some thinking time now. But no, we didn't do it, so we're going to do someone else. We've had a nomination from Joe, and here it is.
Hi, John. I would like to report an F1-related offence ahead of this weekend's race at Silverstone. On the grid before the Austrian Grand Prix last Sunday, Lando Norris claimed to have literally just woken up 1 second ago. This would be impossible, given that the initial question and first part of his answer stretches well over 1 second. I'm not a huge fan of his, so wondered if you'd be able to lock him up ahead of the race tomorrow. Thanks, Joe.
See, this is what I mean. It can't come down to whether or not you're a fan of this person.
Yeah, and that you want to take them out of some sport tournament.
Little hearting moment when she said, I've noticed an F.
Right.
Oh, here we go. Not safe for broadcast. Now, again, have to declare an interest here. Angela Barnes, friend of the show, she's at Silverstone now.
Is she?
Yeah, she wants to see Lando Norris racing.
Oh, well, you have to cut Angela first.
Can't have him getting carted off.
No, you can't.
You know, the heavies turn up as he's getting into the car. This could be national headlines. Let's hear what he said and decide how angry to get about it.
Well, Lando, you've looked the boss and in control all weekend. What's the key to staying in control this afternoon?
My nap. that I just had. I think I literally woke up 1 second ago.
Did you?
I think I'd go with that one. He does sound like he did literally just wake up. I mean, he sounds...
You're going to let him off?
I think so.
He woke up 1 second ago?
I just think in the world of sport, you've just... It comes up a lot, doesn't it? Because there's nothing to say. Because sport... I mean, sport commentary is famous for people just wittering on. So you're gonna commit a lot of...
I'll tell you crimes. What I'm doing. I'm going to take some time. I'm going to let the jury have a think for a minute and see how...
Who's
we
the jury? These two?
Me.
They're with me.
They're with me. I like that.
On.
That
was you very agree, good. Don't you? Yeah, see? Charlie just nodded. She did look scared.
Well, here's my issue. I cannot prove that he didn't wake up a second before that interview.
He sounds like he did.
He sounds gruff, but then so does the interviewer. It's a poor quality footage, so maybe they've both
but
had
he does
it together.
Literally sound like he just woke up.
Are you upset with me because I'm not going to bang him up?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
You can prove it.
I can't prove he didn't wake up
he
a second.
He before it.
Oh, no, but I think when he says literally a second ago, what
he means
is
when
a second
started
before
the
that
interview.
He would have had to walk to the interview.
Where's the... Is he
we
not in a hotel room?
We haven't got proof that he walked there. We haven't got any proof of anything.
I am a coward.
He could have literally just woken up.
He's in jail.
Whoa,
look at, well, let Angela deal with these two, because I...
You turned that around. Weirdly fast.
I'm happy to bang anyone up. I was just trying to be nice. Every now and again, I do a link where I'm nice, and the people have revolted, and now he's in jail. See how you like that? Another nomination.
Hi, John. As a regular Glastonbury goer, it pains me to do this, but I feel I need to report Emily Eavis to the literal police. In an interview, she commented on how the festival is not commercial and she hasn't sold out to many brands and companies that offer her money to appear at the festival, which is fair enough. However, she went on to say she'd literally rather die than let that happen. When push comes to shove, I don't think she would actually rather die than sell out to a brand, and I hope she wouldn't either. She puts on a great festival. In the interest of full transparency, I must declare that I did intend to report this before the festival, but due to attending, waited until it was over. I hope this doesn't affect the case. Thanks, Nick in Mill Hill.
There you go, you don't like sport. You were at Glastonbury. What are you going to do when it's one of your mates?
Yeah, yeah, but she's allowed to kind of hypothesise about her own mortality to make her point, isn't she?
Well, let's hear it.
Imagine if we tried to sell it out. It would be awful. It would be the end. No, I'd rather literally die before that happens. I mean, it just can't happen.
Her own mortality is her own thing to dabble around with, isn't it?
Do you know what? She's very lucky there, because what she's done, she doesn't say I'd literally rather die, which is a debate we can have. Uh-huh. She said I would rather literally die, which I think applies to death, which is a literal thing. She's saying, I mean, death is a... You do die when you die. You can't argue with that, can you?
That is brilliant.
She's got away with that.
Yeah, I think she's got away with it. If you were going to knock her up, now's the time.
Because you like music.
I do like music. Look at you point it on the radio like I'm a weirdo.
Well,
you like music. Yes, I do.
What about me to go?
What do you mean you don't?
Absolute is the home of great music. I'm pointing out that a minute ago you were like, oh, there's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, what
do
you mean is when it's the sport world.
Yeah, you're going to lock up everyone who does something you don't like, and you're happy for everyone else.
If she was going to do some time, now would be a good time because it's a fallow year next time, so she could have a year off and do some time.
But we can let Emily Eavis go fallow for a year as well, and she'll come back stronger, like the soil. What a way to end a link.
I don't think you should bang her up. Don't bang her up.
I'm so glad you said that, because otherwise that link, I was just about to push the button with me saying, like the soil. She goes free.
Bringing some showbiz sparkle to an otherwise ordinary Saturday.
The John Richardson Show.
It's Absolute Radio, and it's all about music.
Yeah. Do you like music?
I love music. Do you?
I love music.
What's your favourite sound?
What? I like a cowbell.
Yeah,
I love a cowbell.
I played my daughter Don't Fear the Reaper this week for exactly that reason.
Really?
I said, you're going to hear a noise in this song and then a guitar solo in the middle that is just unlike anything else.
And she spotted
it. When that cowbell gets in.
She was
ding,
like, what's
ding,
that?
Ding, ding.
Yeah, I love
she
a
was
cowbell.
Slightly underwhelmed. But, you know, she's only 8.
She'll
get it.
Change.
She'll get it one day when she watches the first filming of Stephen King's The Stand.
Okay.
Which I think she's only 8, so I'll wait a couple of weeks.
That's but very special. Love a bit of cowbell. That's the right answer. We are discussing news now that wasn't in the news that could or perhaps should have been in the news.
Right.
You're going to really like this one because this is the sort of thing. This is, you know, good news does make the news and all that. I think it's a very relevant conversation. But there's just some. The headline here is World War II veteran, 106. Mm-hmm. Puts long life down too. Have you heard this story?
No, I haven't.
So what you always hear the same sort of answers when old people are asked.
Olive oil,
a little bit of what you fancy does you good, something like that. Singing. Everything in moderation, a little nip of brandy just before bed, something
red
like
wine.
That. Yeah, never go to bed on an argument, all that nonsense.
Yeah. Shut that down.
Leslie Lemon. That's
Is that
his name
real
for a start.
Name?
I think that's got to have a lot to do with it. Getting 206. If every time someone calls you in, they say, Mr. Lemon, that's a bit of it, isn't it?
That's going to bring you joy.
What's your name? Lemon, Leslie Lemon.
Oh.
That's going to put a couple of years on your life,
definitely.
Isn't it?
Like,
Jan Richardson. That's not. Leslie Lemon.
Yes.
Anyway, Leslie says his long life is down to custard.
What?
That's it, custard. And it's not...
Every day?
Oh, so the
How
thing
much?
That make this story for me are the quotes, right? Because he doesn't... he talks about custard in a way you can hear the joy, even written down. That's my secret to long life.
Uh-huh.
Custard, custard, custard. Straight away. Triple custard.
Right,
now,
okay.
You're going to love this.
Yeah, okay,
as
go
a
on.
Pot fan, he says, secret to a long life, custard, custard, custard... rhubarb from the garden with custard.
I love him. I love Leslie Lemon.
He's what a guy. He says, you can't beat it. I have it every day.
Every day?
And I want it every day.
You can't have a seasonal rhubarb every day, Leslie. Don't be silly.
Oh, I don't think he's having the rhubarb every day. He's having the custard every day.
Custard, custard.
But what? It's enough to say I have it every day. I have it every day and I want it every day. He's still got a thirst, not just for life, but for custard.
Wow.
I mean, I just think it's wonderful. He looks really happy. He has no aches and
pains.
And
he doesn't work for any custard company.
There's
no branding going on here.
There's a branded mug that you can tell from the colour of the mug.
That he's
I
got
think
some
I'm
merch.
Not. I'm not giving anything away, but he likes a high flying custard. Shall we say that?
Okay.
Way.
I don't know of any other brand.
Do you not?
Not really.
You do.
Only own brands, but the main likes.
There's two main, isn't there?
Is there?
This is a very coquettish conversation, isn't it? I think we could probably just say it. But I like the other one.
Do you?
Cold. I like cold.
I like
custard.
Cold custard.
Yeah.
Does it keep well though? Does it? Doesn't
custard.
Keep well. Sometimes you think, oh, I'll have some of that tomorrow. And then it's like, well, it
oh,
won't
he's
be
having his. It tomorrow. He's having it today. And
you
he
get
wants
it, in a
it
tin?
Tomorrow.
Do you get tinned?
I would get tinned, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I would get tinned. I'd get the pot. I never make my own.
I haven't made my own.
He's
for
not
years.
Making his own, is he?
Well, maybe he is.
No. 106 years old.
Wow,
and says,
it can't be down to custard.
Well, that's the thing with all
it's
these
luck.
Stories. That's why I love this one, because these things are all nonsense.
Yes.
If you live that long, you're just exceptionally lucky.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
the best answer you can give is...
Yeah. Luck, I want it every day. Luck, luck, luck.
Yeah. Or just be honest and say, I was done 10 years ago. If yeah. I'm honest, yeah. I'm still here.
The only reason I'm still here is because I quite like custard.
I always think when you see the couples out, oh, they've been married 80 years. Well, that's very different to being happy for 80
yeah,
years.
No,
let's have
know.
A real conversation.
Yeah, the best answer is don't get divorced. But that's the secret to a long marriage.
Given that these conversations are always nonsensical about why you get to be 106, there's just an absolute joy in saying, well, it's custard, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I hope he was angry when he said it.
Yeah.
How come you're 106? Well, custard, you fool.
Yeah, I hope he's on a wind-up.
Custard, custard, just custard. Rhubarb from the garden with custard.
I want it.
I want it.
I don't just like it, I want it.
I tell you what, I know we haven't been paid for that link, but... So people are going to buy some custard today.
I'm curious about the other brand.
Do you think you're going to eat custard today because of that?
Might.
Yeah, I'm going to end up having custard today, I think. And I shall think of Mr. Lemon.
Leslie.
Leslie Lemon. To Leslie Lemon and the custard fans. Now, I think my favourite text so far has been the one that ended, thank you for an adequately decent
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's great.
However, I don't know how this happens. We've had a text in and it says... Don't worry about it, lovely. We have pork roast, so I'm not sure there'll be room for cake. We'll start about five-ish, as it's drier then. Weather, expletive weather. How do you do that?
Accidentally.
How do you accidentally... I understand you know, you're not really concentrating and you text someone in your... But how do you accidentally text a radio station?
Yeah, that's quite an achievement. Unless you're meant to be at a barbecue this afternoon and you forgot.
Oh, I am supposed to be.
There you go.
I was bringing the cake.
Yeah.
I was worried they wouldn't have room. Anyway, I don't know if that has been sent to us deliberately. Perhaps somebody is listening.
Do you think we
can
get to that party?
Perhaps there's been a conversation like, well, you know, they always listen to John Richardson on Absolute. They're never going to... They don't check their messages. So you're better off getting John to read it direct. So somebody somewhere is having pork and therefore will not have room for cake. And I'm pleased to be of service. I don't think that's going to make the news. What have you seen in the news this week that wasn't in the news but could have been in the news and perhaps should have been in the news?
This was what I found. Researchers have claimed that Gen Z, they do drink less, they don't have much sex, and they're particularly interested in astrology. But now, teens and 20-somethings face a new accusation. They don't know how to behave in the workplace. So this company has been hiring etiquette coaches to help them with eye contact and personal hygiene.
Oh.
As in...
That's not a Gen Z thing, though, is it? I think there was a long period in my life I needed help with eye contact.
Did you know how to behave in the workplace when you were that age?
I think, yeah, too much. I think I didn't know how to behave outside of the workplace.
Could you have done with etiquette coaching?
I don't mind it.
You could provide etiquette coaching.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think?
Yes.
Well, I would never make so bold. Just assume anybody would behave like
me. You're good
me.
With eye contact. Teenagers aren't good with eye contact, are they? They're just shifty. They're shifty.
Yeah, but they don't want to look at you. I wore a baseball cap through my entire teenage years in the house.
So you don't think it's to do with technology and all that?
It's just time you don't want to... It's not that you don't want to look. You don't want to be looked at.
And what about washing?
You don't want to wash.
You don't want to wash. You don't want to see people's eyes.
I don't think... What is Gen Z?
They're like teens and 20s, aren't
they? Teens and 20s now. Oh, you're pointing at yourselves. Yeah, that's us actually, Grandad.
They've got lovely eye contact and they smell delightful.
Yeah, too much. You kind of stare at you sometimes.
Yeah. But apparently you're into astrology. Is that true?
According this is basically to this. Turned into an interview of Gen Z. Why do you like astrology? What is it?
Apparently, that's what they like, according to this San Francisco employer.
I don't think I'm buying this, because we liked that, didn't we?
Astrology?
Yeah, I used to love a bit of Mystic Meg.
Oh, yes, that was a thing.
That was a really big thing.
It's because you don't know what to talk about, so you talk gibberish.
Yeah, and you want to believe that there's some sort of plan for the future, because you're at a young age where you're looking at a broken world. You're like, oh, maybe they do know, actually.
Yeah, maybe on Thursday I will see a shell.
Yeah, maybe Jupiter is rising and therefore it'll all be okay.
Yeah, apparently they need help with their soft skills. Are you good with soft skills?
I don't know what a soft skill is.
Well, it's different to a hard skill, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think I'm good at them.
I think when you make deals and do proper things, like fix a pipe, that's hard skills.
Okay.
Soft skills is saying, morning, John. That's soft skills. Being polite.
Yeah, I don't say morning, John.
All right,
chat
in the lift. Like when I used to have a job and I had to go in every day and talk to colleagues, there was a woman in the lift and I'd say morning and she'd say no rest for the wicked every day. That's soft skills.
See, what I would do there is I would end up saying something that then meant that lift journey... So do you know what my immediate...
You'd break
picturing
wind.
Myself in that... Yeah. Another scone for Joe.
That's your soft skill.
Do you know what my banter would be?
Yeah.
So you'd be the person. I'll say, morning.
No rest for the wicked.
Oh, you don't want to know what I've done.
Oh, you see, that's dark. Yeah, that's sinister.
And it's just an instant...
It's got creepy really quick.
Just banter, but then you realise, oh...
We'll shut some all talk down.
Okay, well, I'll see you again this time tomorrow in this enclosed space, shall I? And we won't just mention the thing I've done.
Fair enough. So you've got soft skills, or you haven't got soft skills?
I don't think I've only ever done jobs as well where you don't deal with people. I chefed where you're in a windowless basement, basically just there to send the food up to the good people.
And not eye contact
either.
Put it
in a lift.
Right. It depends on the job, doesn't it? What these people do in San Francisco that needs to be... Apparently they just expect to be promoted like within a week. That's what it says here. It says that they all just have high expectations.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I can, if that's what the etiquette training they need is to be brought down a peg or two.
Yeah, they're not deluded.
Let me just start by saying you're going to be here for a long time. Most of you will never get promoted.
Right.
You're more likely to be fired than promoted. In fact, I'm going to fire two of you during this speech.
Was that good? Was
yeah, that does sound... You should move to San Francisco and hire yourself out as a etiquette coach.
Oh, do you really do? That was my favourite
impression. I like it when you do etiquette. You do it in this voice.
Yes, hello. Thank you so much for coming. I like the idea of me an etiquette coach. And I like the idea that they're getting it. I think it's a good thing.
Why not? Fair enough.
Do you know what I think they need in the workplace?
Go on.
Custard. So I tell you what it is. It's the Britpop Summer on Absolute Radio. All summer celebrating the Britpop era.
Yeah.
Very difficult to talk about anything other than Oasis this week.
I feel happy because this is my time. This is my youth. It makes me feel very nostalgic.
Now, may I say those are two very different statements?
Go on.
Because it can be your youth or your time or both. It was my youth. It wasn't my time.
Oh, but that's I'm older than you. So yeah. I was in that prime good times.
So you would go, this is what I'd have with Angela. She was at the gigs.
Yes, exactly.
I was not at the gigs. Much not at the gigs.
Right, okay.
So like 97,
child.
Oasis, Supergrass, Wembley, Cardiff in December.
Right.
Three nights at Earl's Court. These are seminal gigs.
Yeah, that Angela was there.
I represent that era in terms of my age. Unfortunately, everyone will go, oh, yeah, you must have been having it there, were you in the 90s? I didn't have any of it.
All right.
I'll tell you what I had, custard.
So, well, you'll live to be 109.
I'll be telling this story when I'm 106 years old because I was in, I'll tell you what. But I sort of, it's hard to now, so the reason I want to talk about Britpop, I love it, but if you want like mad DJ stories about, God, yeah, I remember that gig, we were all canned up on the bus going down, I was in, man. So those Earl's Court gigs, they were my 15th birthday.
Oh, wow.
26th of September. I can tell you what I got for my birthday. It's not the same as saying I went to, they didn't get
custard.
Gig tickets. It wasn't custard. No, I got £10 from my Nana Elsie. My mum got me the film Seven on video.
Oh, how do we know all this? It's all written down.
This is all in my diaries from the time. My sister got me some Adidas pants.
You say Adidas?
Yeah, Adidas.
I say Adidas.
Yeah, I don't know. What's right? Is one right and one's wrong?
I don't know, but I just don't come across many Adidas other than Run DMC. I say Adidas. I think you're wrong.
They later got stolen off our washing line, those pants, and I watched it happen out of the kitchen window.
Why didn't you do anything?
Because I was small and frightened. A hand came across the kitchen window and picked my trousers off the washing line. Ooh, and I thought, I'm not going to confront, you know, just let them have it. If they want my pants, they can have them. And then I went out afterwards and made a show of it, like, hey, yeah, you can have them, actually. I got a game for the International Super... I got International Superstar Soccer.
This is what year?
This is 97.
97.
So you are... What age are you at 97?
I'm 24.
So you're going to gigs.
I went to gigs. That was a big year, 97.
I'm playing a lot of computer games.
It's pathetic, no, I wasn't really. Doing that. I was out and about.
I think, how were you not... I never watched the game at Euro 96, and I didn't get to vote for Blair in 97. I never went to see Oasis live in the 90s. I just think, what were you doing?
Oh, I did
and when
all
I
those
read
things.
It back. Well, exactly. And you should have.
Yeah.
You absolutely should have.
But you can't be angry with the age you are and the year you're born. I mean, what a futile campaign.
No, but I think there were 15-year-olds doing some of that stuff.
Oh, not many, though.
And certainly by like 2000, I'm 18. I'm not massively doing a lot by the time I'm 18 either.
Well, yeah, I did see Oasis, but I can't remember what year it would have been. It wasn't 97. I saw them in Finsbury Park, so whatever year that was.
And did you throw any liquids?
I didn't, and I got a bit scared by the throwing of the liquids.
Yeah.
It made me a bit panicky.
Yeah, it's been mentioned from last night's reviews of the gig.
Is it
even
still
the
going
reviewers
on?
Are like,
come
yes, and
on.
They come out, and then there's a lot of spray.
Oh, I thought that might have gone away as a thing.
No. So, Earl's Court, 97. Here's my diary entry. Went for a meal, had poppadoms and pickle, chicken Rogan Josh, and some ice cream. Very nice. Spent a lot of time playing international Superstar Soccer.
It's so tragic, John.
It's absolutely pathetic, isn't it? The next day, though, when you've had a lot of time playing on the computer, you sort yourself out, don't you? Get some fresh air.
Yeah.
27th of September, spent nearly all of the day playing international Superstar Soccer. Went to my auntie's, had some soup. Watched Seven.
What a wild time.
Oh, I tell you, they're just...
Your 90s were.
Why are they not having me on these talking head shows now? Well, you just need a little cutaway of, you know... Sure, have Liam saying, well, you know, we were just having it. Just cut to me going, I wasn't having it.
He was having soup.
I wasn't having it. Unless you're talking about soup, I wasn't having any of it. So we've had a text for another DJ.
That's going on as well. I say, you know, I don't know what the reach of this show is, but I can tell you what the reach of the text number is, and it's vast. 8-12-15 if you want to tell me what you're having for dinner or what is going on another radio station or what their texts are in. I hope they're getting our texts. I hope there's other DJs getting texts about varnishing cracks on pots. I think they'd assume, sadly, it's for Gardener's Question Time rather than us, but there you go. And a cracking text from Daisy D., son currently queuing to get into what she describes as the biggest gig ever going on today at Aston Villa Football Ground. Ozzy Osbourne's Black Sabbath for the final time. The who's who of the rock world also performing. It is a big moment, but it's the Britpop summer, isn't it? And you can't.
But this predates Britpop, doesn't it? Black Sabbath.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is, we're talking 70s, aren't we? Yeah. But you wouldn't give them the summer, would you? Do you not want a heavy metal like winter? I watched it. It's lovely to see it done as well. It's nice to see the Midlands represented. I watched a lovely piece. You did Birthplace of Heavy Metal.
Midlands are the birthplace of a lot of music.
Yes, and we don't get the recognition.
You're right.
Stood outside
the pub.
We're
going to just do these accents.
This is the first place they ever performed together, actually, and we've got a plaque now. Thank you very much. So I am...
My husband's from Birmingham. He might take offence at this section.
Fine. I don't know if you've heard any of my previous output, but causing tension in marriages is not something I really object to on air. Have you been locked in a box all week, Daisy D? Son currently queuing to get in gold circle tickets. Sadly, could only get one. So she's not going.
Oh.
She's not going to the gig of the century.
But we were just saying you don't need to be with someone at a good gig. It's just you and the band.
Yeah, do you want to have a depressing conversation about going to gigs on your own? But save that. You're going to need more than one link, I'll tell you that now. I've been to some epic gigs on my own. And I'll tell you what, you get straight out and nobody talks to you.
Sounds efficient.
My whole life has been very efficient. What happened? You didn't go out for a few afterwards? No, I was back by 10. What was your DVD recording like? Got back, no one was in, ordered a pizza on my own. Sounds depressing. It was. Sophie Hull, again, I assume this is Sophie from Hull, says on holiday, these are rules for holidays, which we're gonna you can pick a golden rule, so the best rule we've had in.
Okay.
For me, it's don't be a mosquito, because, you know, just had enough of
that's
it.
That's achievable.
Sophie says, on holiday, my dad used to set his alarm for before the sunbed reservers to reserve the best lounger.
Outrage.
But she's sort of saying that as if he's outwitted them, but then... all you've done is raise the bar for them. Mm-hmm. You've become now the ultimate sunbed reserver. He would go back to the hotel, watch everybody from the balcony. Then when they went in, he would sneak down and throw all their towels in the pool. He would then spend the morning watching the chaos unfold. Brilliant. People coming back to see their towel was in the pool,
yes,
and somebody else was sat on their lounger. Made his holiday. Sophie
great.
From Hull.
That is great.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
He's not doing passive aggression. He's doing full aggression.
I feel like you probably only get to do that once. It sounds as if that's his daily routine. But I feel like you pull that once before they're looking for you the next day. Chucking him in the pool is very bold as well.
Really bold.
And Gemma says, golden rule, possibly, do not consume branded food available in your own country when you're on holiday.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not on, is it?
No. But then, I don't know, there was a Burger King at the airport. I was very excited. So what do you think, what would you say is your golden rule then for travel?
I've got strong opinions on the omelette queue. We were just talking about all-inclusive. But don't jump the omelette queue, because I've only popped off to get some yoghurt. And so I'm holding my place.
Yeah.
So don't think I've gone. I haven't gone. I'm coming back.
Yeah, but your omelette still. They're not going to take your omelette, though, are they?
Well, I can't be sure, because people don't have anyone's omelette.
You can't win there, because if you go off, you're paranoid. If you stay and watch your omelette, it looks very sad.
Some of those omelette makers really love their job, don't they?
They do love their job, and also it becomes quite a sexy item. Mm. It's quite a bland item at home, an omelette, but suddenly when you go on holiday...
Oh, everything goes in that.
It's because they've got everything in their little pots, isn't it?
Oh, those little
like your
pots!
Sheds. I'm not a fan of green peppers, but they look so nice all chopped up. Go on, have some of them in there as well. I went on this is a universal thing, the awful toaster, the little rotating toaster thing. Absolute toast. Put my bread in and it got stuck. And I thought, I'm going to set fire to the hotel here because it's stuck in there at the back. So I went to tell the lady, thinking she would turn the toaster off. Or she just reached in with her hand.
With her hand?
A little spoon and pushed it down.
Oh,
Oh.
I've rarely been more emasculated on a holiday. And she looked at me as if to say,
you idiot.
Did you try pushing
yeah.
it out?
Did you just...
I'm not going to reach into fire with my bare hand on my holiday. She looked at me like I was absolutely pathetic. And she was right. I was crying.
What was the state of her hand, though? I mean, was it covered in burns?
I didn't see, actually. She just waits for that moment. She probably trapped the toast in there. I think the one that caught on is the clapping on planes thing, but I don't like to do that one. So I think it's the putting a towel on. You've got to go back to base.
It depends on the type of holiday. Like we were just talking about all-inclusives. People do lose their mind.
Yeah.
I think putting your mouth round the ice cream nozzle is probably not ideal behaviour. No. I've seen kids do that on an all-inclusive.
Oh, no.
They think that wristband gives them a lot of rights.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm all-inclusive, mate.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Ice cream.
If nothing else, we've got our clip for next week. It's coming very late. Don't complain. I'm not going to read that one. I think we're going to go. I think we're going to go with the towels on the beach chairs, isn't it? As the golden rule for travel. Yeah. Though for me, we're going to have to sort out the drinking before you get on the plane because it's unbearable. I was very frightened, and I'm only small. That's it for us. Dan Noble is standing by to take care of you. After which it'll be Emil, then the Indie Disco. Good luck with all your endeavours.
Thanks, John.
What shall we call the podcast for this show?
Oh, whenever you give it, spitball some words. Pots. Okay, custard.
I'm happy
lemons.
With come on, you spitball some words. It's a fine title for me. I was going to go with custard, rhubarb and custard, international superstar soccer 64.
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah. Thank you very much for
listening.
Unless
you just put massive plant pot at the end.
Oh, yeah, chipped pot. Chipped plant pot.
Hot chip pot.
Hot chipped pot. Mm. Triple cooked chip. We'll just go with custard. You know, there's times for workshopping, isn't there? There's times to just say, thank you for listening. Thank you to Will and Charlie for all your endeavours. Thank you for all your texts and your emails and your WhatsApps. We will be back next week with more. The podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy all your gigs. Enjoy the cricket. Enjoy the tennis. Enjoy everything that's going on. It's a great time to be alive. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That was delightful. I was amazed. I was like, whoa, John.
I know, I was going to push the button, but the silence was so deafening when I said it's a great time to be alive and you all just stared at me.
We were all like agog. What's up to you?
Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
There we go. That was this week's show. Thank you very much, Kerry.
I've had a lovely time.
Good, I'm glad.
We've got a lot sorted.
We've sorted a lot out, haven't
we? I'm worried about that pot.
You're keeping that pot.
No, I might cancel that pot.
You can't cancel it. It's already on the way.
Yeah, I've got 2 hours to make a decision.
Can you imagine being the driver who's loaded that pot onto a van?
Yeah, she's having it now.
Yeah, you're getting that pot.
I'm having that pot.
It's going to have a bigger chip in it, put it that way. If you try and cancel now, you're going to have shards of pot all over your front yard.
Oh, I'm just stuck with it now forever and ever, that pot.
We will find out what happens to the pot in due course. Have a lovely week.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you very much. Thank you, you too. Or did you mean me as well?
I meant you.
Not Bono.
Not Bono.
Thank you, you two.
just for everything you've done. Thanks to you two.
Thank
the
you.
Band. No, thank you. You as well.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's weirding me out.
Have a wonderful time in all your endeavours. John at absoluteradio.co.uk. We'll be back next week with more. Toodle-pip.